We're joined by Carmel Wasni, political analyst in Beirut. Many thanks for being with us. Now, we are getting some breaking news from Jordan as well. So just before I ask you my question, let me get our viewers up to date. Hundreds of Jordanian journalists are protesting as we speak, demanding an end to censorship there. Jordan is another country that's almost slipped under the radar of the mainstream press, but there's been daily protests in Jordan for almost 2 weeks now. We are joined by Carmel Wasni. Apologies there. The situation is so fast moving. We do often have to jump from one protesting country to another. But zooming in on Bahrain for a moment, we have these more strategically pinpointed protests now, for example, outside the US embassy. But Bahrain has made little headway in terms of protester demands. Why is that?
Well, we have to point out that the United States and the administration of the United States were very comfortable up to this point, because the demonstrators haven't in Bahrain haven't raised or chanted against the USA or the Navy that actually that is stationed in Bahrain. Today, after almost 2 weeks in Bahrain, or the people of Bahrain decided to surrender the U.S. embassy and chant against the U.S. embassy, because the United States always claimed that they support democracy and they support the movement of the people to voice their opinion and call for change, have been silent about the government of Bahrain. There is rumors and maybe some fact that the Americans are running the day-to-day operation of Bahrain. The Undersecretary for Near East of the United States, Feltman, been in Bahrain for a couple of times in the past week. Probably he's given orders to the Bahraini how to counter the demonstration in Bahrain. Today, the Bahraini people came out and they said, "Hey, you, the United States, we question your existence here in the country, and obviously this is cannot resonate within the Obama administration, because the Obama administration know that up to this point they've been lucky, they think they've been lucky, because the Bahraini didn't go against them. We know Bahrain is a strategic point for the American. They have the fifth fleet, they have 2,300 American. I called it as a mini Pentagon of the Middle East. They actually run their operation for Afghanistan and Pakistan, and they spy in Iran, and they probably influence over the Persian Gulf. So it's a strategic location for the United States, and the United States from day one don't want it to be involved directly of what is taken in Bahrain. And the Bahraini up to now didn't really they kept it with the king and with the government of Bahrain. But obviously, as the situation evolved and the American actually calling the shots, the Bahraini decided to go to the U.S. embassy, the protector of the monarchy in Bahrain, and they wanted answer from this embassy that is actually supporting the monarchy and running the show in a daily basis.
Well, you know, and if we could answer briefly, there are those who say that America or other countries, let's not just focus in on Washington, are meddling, or they have a hand in everything that's going on right across the region. Do you agree with that? And do you think in places like Washington there is a scramble now, just trying to keep up with everything that's going on? Because it's not just one country. Every day somewhere seems to be added to the list of protests.
Well, obviously the United States is the main concern, because a lot of these they have direct involvement with the Middle East, and they have the biggest force in the Middle East, and they also claim that they wanted to be the superpower in the Middle East. For that, all these regimes that been actually supported by the United States, they're like falling one after the another. So that's why the U.S. administration feel that their policy, their role in the Middle East is actually at a point of no return. They feel that their power being diminished because all their allies in the region actually under attack or ousted from power. But they have priorities on how they allocate their interest, and obviously Bahrain, as I mentioned, is a strategic location for the United States, because now, as you mentioned in your introduction, the United States keeping two front. One, the economic front with the rising prices of oil, and obviously this application for the U.S. economy and for the world economy, but mostly for the U.S. economy, because now we had a new high for Brent oil or for NYMEX oil, where it's the highest in couple years since I think probably 2000, yeah. The late 2008, and there's fear in the United States that any continuation, sustained rise in oil, this is gonna bring another dip to the U.S. economy. The U.S. economy hasn't recovered from recession yet, and I think economically could be a major disaster for the U.S. economically. In the political front and the military front, also it's devastating for the United States, because here the people want to assert their power. They wanted, we had enough with the failed policy of the United States, that backing these dictators.
Yeah.
We want to take things by our hand, and we wanted a new world without American interference or American power on the ground. And
Mr.
that's
Kamal,
really
wasn't
what it means to have those demonstrators in Bahrain, so, around the U.S. embassy. And the message is very clear. Obama administration, his policy had failed the people of
Bahrain. Mr. Kamal Wazni, I'm trying to stop you, but your thoughts are very interesting. I'm sure we'll speak to you again on them. But for now, I'd like to thank you for your comments.